Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The misconception that we intend to clarify today vis-a-vis the concept of prophethood relates to an allegation on the character of the Prophet David sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now it is mentioned in the Bible that David sallallahu alaihi wasallam na'uzubillah committed adultery with the wife of a soldier who was part of his army. And it is known, it is mentioned in Bible history that Uriah the Hittite, which was the name of that soldier, David sallallahu alaihi wasallam actually fell in love with his wife while he saw that lady bathing from his castle, and he called her to his own room and then committed adultery. And not only this, Bible history mentions that he sent Uriah the Hittite on an army campaign in which he was implanted at a place so that he could not save himself, and ultimately he got killed in that battle. And then later on, David sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is mentioned that he married the wife of Uriah the Hittite. And out of this wedlock later on, we also know that Solomon the prophet also was born. Now this is what the whole incident which is mentioned in the Bible. Now, first of all, it needs to be appreciated that the Quran, of course, has nothing to do with this incident, and it is an absolute pack of lies. However, we know that this incident or a part of this incident has been mentioned in various books of tafsir while they elaborate on a certain verse of the Quran. It is mentioned in the Quran at one place that David sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been given this tremendous ability to judge between people and to resolve their disputes and differences. And it is mentioned at one place that he was actually resolving the dispute of two people. One of them actually had 99 female sheep with him, and he wanted to confiscate or usurp another sheep, a female sheep which belonged to a poor person. And these two people presented their case before David sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he of course gave the verdict after investigating the details that the person who had 99 female sheep and he was demanding the one sheep which lied with the other person was actually committing something, an act of grave injustice and oppression. While he gave this verdict, he suddenly realized that there was something that he had also did wrong, and he immediately repented before God. Now, this is how the Quran portrays this incident, and there is not a mention of any sort whether what that incident was which David sallallahu alaihi wasallam remembered at that time and then repented before God. The purpose of narrating this incident, of course, to the Quraysh was in the Quran that they were being told that in spite of being of such might and stature, when David sallallahu alaihi wasallam was reminded of one of his mistakes, he repented before God. So the Quraysh also should not be arrogant, and if some mistake comes before them, if some truth comes before them, they should also submit to it. This is all as far as the Quran is concerned. It does not mention what actually happened and at what incident did David repent. But our own exegetes, some of our exegetes have taken that incident from the Bible, which I just narrated to you in a nutshell, and they have shortened that incident and rationalized it and said that perhaps what actually happened was that, of course, he did not commit adultery with the wife of Uriah the Hittite. All he did was that he mentioned his plain desire to Uriah that he wanted to marry his wife because, of course, as they say, he thought that she was a very talented and a beautiful lady, and he wanted to marry her, and he simply expressed his desire that if he would divorce him or Uriah would divorce his wife, then David would marry his wife. This is what they say, and they say that when this is what he resolved, the Quran actually, or the Bible, the whole incident actually revolved around the fact that the Almighty wanted to make sure that this is something which is not appropriate for David. And so therefore, this is what he remembered when he was resolving that incident, and he immediately repented and he gave up doing anything like that. So this is how our exegetes, or some of our exegetes, have taken that incident from Bible history and then rationalized it. Now, it needs to be understood, as I said earlier, that an incident which is not mentioned in the Quran should not be inserted in any way in explaining any verse of the Quran. The Quran has said nothing of the sort. It has just alluded to that incident in a very vague manner. And the purpose of alluding that, as I said earlier, was a specific message that it wanted to give the Quraysh, which were primarily addressed in that verse of the Quran. So if the Quran has not narrated that incident, it has not mentioned any details of that incident, it is only befitting that we don't go after it, because we, of course, can never have any proper detail about it, any definite detail about it. And as far as what the Bible mentions, it is, as I said, an absolute pack of lies. It cannot be imagined that the Prophet prophet of God of the stature of David sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have ever indulged in such a thing as committing adultery. And similar is the case with some of the other incidents which have been mentioned in this regard. So we have to remain absolutely clear that as far as the Quran is concerned, there is absolutely no mention of this. And if some of our exegetes or some of our scholars have tried to rationalize that biblical incident in another matter, in another frame of mind, then that too should be actually abstained from, because we know that all such incidents are primarily derived from the Israelites. They are derived from the narrative of the Israelites, about which we of course know that a great amount of tempering has taken place, and nothing can be definitely said about their truth. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.